the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, has commended government for its decision to use revenue accruing from the energy sector levy to restructure the debts of the VRA. The commendation comes on the heels of the supplementary budget presentation to Parliament by the Finance Minister, Seth Tekpe. ACEP also describes as a timely intervention government's plan to scrutinize the terms of the Power Purchase Agreement, PPA, as part of efforts to reduce its financial risk on the country's purse. It said the move will check the situation where power agreements signed under emergency terms, such as AXA and the second batch from CarPower, failed to perform under their contracts. These were contained in a statement issued by ACEP. Here are the details.
According to ACEP, the minister's proposal to structure a repayment plan for VRA's debt through a debt service account, which consolidates the energy sector levy, VRA's receivables and other sources, is a step in the right direction and in compliance with the Energy Sector Levy Act 2015, Act 899. The statement, however, expresses worry that the minister did not address some challenges facing the energy sector in his presentation. It raised questions about how timely delivery of crude oil to the power plants will be sustained on a long term. It also says the budget did not say anything about government's promise to conduct a research on the impact of load shedding on businesses. The statement therefore suggests that the management of VRA should be insulated from government control to facilitate the restructuring of the company. It also recommends that Parliament demand from the Ministry of Finance an investment plan for oil revenues aimed at stabilizing the sector. The statement called for a stricter regulation and management of the Ghana Stabilization Fund as well as the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund to boost the energy sector.